There is nobody more excited to be on the practice field than the man next to me. Mark Sanchez joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And after missing all of 2013, I know, even though it's not a game, I know you're loving it out there.
It's incredible. I love the pace. I love just competing against the defense again. It's nice to get back out on the field.
Is it a totally different offense than what you've ever played?
The style is a lot different, much like a fast break. I mean, we're moving. There's no time to second-guess things. You got to learn it fast. And then apply it on the field, take your meeting room straight to the field and let it rip. And you kind of coach on the fly and you learn on the fly and then you learn in the film room the next day.
So do they teach it to you in like how? In very small spoonfuls and then you go out and practice what you learned that morning?
It comes in installations, but unlike anywhere else, the installations really slowed down early. We got it all in quickly. And now it's just we should be able to go out and play a game. And now you work on specific situations. The second and long, let's run a drill and give the offense two plays to try and get a first down after a poor play on first down. Let's just run that drill. Third and long, third and medium, third and short. What are our thoughts? Red zone, 2 minute, all that. So it's great.
It's interesting, Mark. When Chip came here and everybody kind of wondered who would be the right fit at quarterback, what are the skills that you need? Everybody kind of thought from the outside that you had to be really mobile and run the read option, but obviously that isn't the case. How does it fit your skill set?
Well, you got to be able to move a little bit in a short burst. If you're a guy like Mike Vick, it's obviously awesome to be able to get that 30-yard scramble. Not necessarily my skill set or Nick for that matter, but guys who can get to a 10-yard gain, a 6-yard gain, a 4-yard gain, escape from a negative play in the backfield, get back to the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to move a little bit and work your ball handling stuff with the backs. But all the guys we have are perfect for the system.
Is the spread element different than what a lot of teams do?
I mean, you're constantly in three wide receiver sets. It becomes easy for us to tighten it down when we put in more personnels. But we have the tight ends to go three tight ends, and those guys are like receivers when they split out. They're so athletic. So it really doesn't matter. I'm sure Coach would prefer to be in our three wide receiver set, but they can do it all.
So for you, I mean, after 5 years in New York and having that bright beam of light like the moon on you every minute here, exactly, what's it been like here the first couple of months where you are one of the quarterbacks?
It's been a change, but I've been so focused on things going on the field that outside of that, I mean, I'm seeing my family. I'm, going to a concert here and there when they're in town.
Yeah.
But it's really been a lot about football. I love this place. The restaurants are great. The teammates are awesome. The cafeteria is good. The strength staff's good. Everything has been what I expected and more. So very pleased.
Is it a quarterback 101 situation where you have to go back and learn all this verbiage that is a foreign language at first?
You got to start speaking the language quickly, but it comes through all the reps you get. And, once you've been through multiple systems and you have guys that have coached in different systems, and Nick, we share Coach Morningwig, that experience. So if we put in a play here and we know it's a similar read to whatever play it was before, he has no problem with that quick translation for me. Like, hey, this is just like we did with Marty, except we do this. Or this is similar to this call, but it's this. And so Nick's been great that way in helping me learn.
What is your opinion of Nick? Third-year guy. Last year, he and Mike were vying for the starting job. Then Mike gets hurt and Nick just takes off.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest things. And a lot about this position is confidence and poise and experience. There's no substitute for experience. And him having that experience last year in this offense, he's growing and growing every day. But I really think he's right on the cusp of being a top quarterback in this league. He's a stud athlete, absolute rocket for an arm, and one of the best personalities you could ask for. Strong Christian guy, organizes the Bible study, total team guy, selfless, and loves playing ball. So it's been a real joy to work with him.
How important is it, with you and GJ and Matt and Nick in that quarterback room to have that? It sounds like great camaraderie.
It's one of the best rooms I've been in. And Coach Musgrave adds to that. He quickly diagnosed our personalities and understood how well it's going to work. We have a great time. I feel like our minds work very similarly. And in the fact that when it's time for a break from a meeting, guys are kind of looking around like, Coach Musgrave, are we ready? Boom, we take our quick break and we come back and then it's full tilt. So right. I think it's fun. There's plenty of laughing and then guys know when to flip the switch and get serious.
And how has your performance been on the field? How do you feel you're playing?
I think I'm doing well. I feel good. I'm just happy my arm's healthy. And
like all the way back?
It's close, man. Yeah. I feel like if anything, we're just holding it back a little bit, keeping me on that pitch count just to be safe, you know, and come into camp 100%, not thinking twice. But right now we're just at the very end. You never want to screw anything up now after all the hard work I put in. But as far as on the field, I really feel a good rapport with the guys on the team. And, you know, if I get a shot to play, I'll be ready to roll. A
couple of months in, then you feel like you made the right decision to come to Philadelphia.
100%. Yeah. No doubt.
That's great to hear. Mark Sanchez.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me. Yes, sir. All right, thanks for coming into our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. No problem.